Greetings once again. Welcome, bienvenidos. Hola, aloha, weenihow, namaste, konnichiwa, guten tag, bonjour, salam, shalom, peace, through Going Vegan. The only way it actually will occur, the only true platform that any political party should embrace would be Going Vegan. That would assure world peace, a vegan world so that we all may eat, but not eat animals. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only commercial vegan radio show. And while I wake up and I look in the mirror every morning and I say...
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Some people call that extremist. And yes, once again, this past week, a meat addict called me an extremist. Well, what would make me less extreme? If I ate somebody's leg, if I sipped trans-species mammary secretions, or scrambled up some embryos for breakfast, what's extreme to me is a four-hour operation where someone would cut open my chest and remove arteries from all parts of my body and shuffle them around and, you know, stopping my heart and, well, all this chopping is going on and, well, you know, an operation just like the one that former President Bill Clinton had this past Monday. A quadruple bypass because his arteries were so clogged that he was on the verge of a massive heart attack. Now, this is our smart president, one who was actually elected, a Rhodes Scholar, an Oxford student, and, what have been his favorite foods, huh? You could call the standard American diet the Al-Qaeda diet, huh? Al-Qaeda couldn't design a better menu for America. Here's Clinton under the knife, surrounded by security at the hospital. No one can get by except the food that gets into his mouth, huh? That Al-Qaeda diet. They shout, death to Americans, death to Americans. And comes to Americans by way of the menu, and Americans don't even realize how it comes to them on their plates. Bill Clinton, the smart president, what have his favorite foods been? Well, he was actually quoted as saying, I don't necessarily consider McDonald's junk food. You know, they have chicken sandwiches, they have salads. Well, since when is chicken a health food anyway, full of saturated fat and antibiotics and salmonella concerns? And, doesn't that come with warnings on the label anyway of how to clean a surface after it's touched by chicken? Yet we let it touch our lips, huh? We swallow it. Well, also some of Clinton's favorites. Well, he was very big on sliced pork barbecue. That was a big favorite of his. And I guess big demand from him, because I see sad news from the pigsite.com, sad news that demand for decomposing pig body parts for burial in American stomach graveyards is so high this year that it looks like this will be the year for the greatest body count ever in the horrendous Holocaust of pigs. Expect 104 million pig murders this year, 2 million more than the previous banner year for slitting Babe's throat, which was 1998, although the demand may go down a bit, since Clinton may have to adjust his diet. And in fact, his favorite barbecue place in Hot Springs, Arkansas, is adjusting its menu. McLard's. It's McLard's. McLard's. Isn't that an appropriate name? Well, McLard's is having a local cardiologist review recipes at its barbecue joint to adhere to Clinton's low-carb South Beach diet. And I don't know about the South Beach diet. I checked it out to see what the smart president was doing to diet. And I see for breakfast, some sample menus here, breakfast, scrambled eggs, Canadian bacon, coffee or tea with non-fat cow milk. Oh, here's the mid-morning snack, part skim mozzarella cheese sticks. Okay. Lunch is a chicken Caesar salad, dinner mahi-mahi. I also see salmon on the menu and hard-boiled eggs and roast beef. Gosh, it's doesn't look like the heart-healthy menu that one such as Clinton should have. I mean, he had 90% artery blockages. He could have had a massive heart attack at any time. But he was lucky that the fatty deposits built in the arteries and ruptured and blocked an artery. So he had the chest pain, which was the warning signal to him to get on over to the hospital. And, well, what were some of Clinton's other past favorite foods besides the chicken sandwiches, the sliced pork barbecue, soft tacos, chicken enchiladas, vegetable beef soup? Okay, he had something going there, something good with the vegetable, but, you know, it wasn't a satisfying enough soup without the body part. So he's vegetable beef soup. Is one of his favorite, cream pies, mango ice cream, Jell-O salad. Oh, Clinton, the connoisseur. He also had an affinity for McDonald's Egg McMuffins and Domino's Pizza. So Clinton's diet, the smart president's diet, sounded like a heart attack waiting to happen, and it actually was just that. And what's amazing is the healthcare costs that diets such as the standard American diet. I mean, it runs up bills of easily over $100 billion a year in health costs. That's what meat eating does. It, you know, contributes to heart disease, cancer, diabetes, strokes, osteoporosis, asthma, impotence, obesity. And you remember back when Clinton took office, he immediately introduced a health plan, the Clinton Healthcare Plan. And wouldn't it have been smart if that healthcare plan would have been that we all go vegan? Of course, Arkansas is home to Tyson's, the biggest mass murderer of chickens in the United States. So don't expect Clinton to talk out against eating chicken anytime soon. And you know, now I see with politicians, the ambition that they have translates into what they're willing to eat to get elected. Now, while a vegan platform would be the best thing ever for the United States, a true conservative, a true family values platform would be the vegan diet. In fact, what's more family value than keeping dad, like Bill Clinton, who's only 58, keeping him alive, maybe to see his vegetarian daughter, Chelsea, get married sometime, huh? So, and then here, if we want to avoid war in the future, and wars happen over oil and over water, I just remember that one statistic that recently came out from a Swedish study that says, I, as a vegan, only require 10,000 gallons of water each year to grow my food, and the meat eaters require 320,000 gallons to grow their food. So 32 of me could be fed on the water used by one meat eater. So we wish Clinton the best. We hope it all works out for him. And perhaps we should contact him and let him know that the South Beach Diet does have a place to click on the website for the vegetarian part of it, and maybe it's time for Bill Clinton to go vegan. And anyway, I just continue my house sitting, somebody who's left the country, and I'm still dog sitting for another couple of weeks and just hugging Lucy and Mako, just two gorgeous dogs who were saved by the person who's out of the country right now. Their guardian died, and they went off to the pound, and they were about to be killed until they were saved. And these dogs are just such sweethearts. I love Lucy. I really do. I mean, she looks like a German Shepherd lab mix, I suppose. Just, you know, that very deer face that she has. And then Mako is just this most gorgeous, sweet pit bull. The girls are just gorgeous. She has, if a dog, you know, earned the name of Spot, that's Mako. She has she's white with, she almost freckle. She has these big brown spots on her. And when her tail wags, it's a long brown tail with a white tip. And it's like the maestro conducting music when when I get her wagging that tail. And these two doggies, whom I watch, do need a permanent home, as do so many thousands of dogs who are all just about love, and they bring so much love into our lives. And, you know, I think we all are looking for love in all the wrong places because it's right there at the pound for adoption. But Lucy and Mako need a permanent home because the original dog of the house has some issues, some territorial issues. So if you're the one who'd like a couple of mature, just loving dogs, I just love them, give me a call, 818-623-6477, 818-623-6477. Remember, spay and neuter. And don't buy from breeders or pet stores. You know, also for, and by the way, Lucy and Mako take to vegan food very well. So I believe that you can transform them into eating just the way you want. And then, you know, even sometimes I have animal rights people saying, oh, well, how dare you make the dogs vegan? How dare you make the cats vegan? But the dogs seem to get along just fine. I had my doggie for 15 years, and he ate just what I ate and was perfectly happy. The dogs have acclimated themselves to our life, and there are vegan dog foods out there that you can get. Like there's Evolution, and I stop at Whole Foods, and there's Country Life. They seem to like that canned dog food. There are vegan kibbles that they like. And then, of course, I make vegan gourmet meals that I share with the ladies, and they seem to enjoy them very much. One of the people who said to me, well, and this is a vegan animal rights person, well, I think that the dogs need to have animal protein too. Of course, we can be as brainwashed as anyone else. And I said, well, if we finally do attain that vegan world of peace, which one of us is going to go, you know, slam Babe in the head with a concrete bar or whatever and, you know, make that dog food for the dog? So, you know, who knows what we can bring with a vegan world. And, you know, for a long time here on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we've talked about the Procter & Gamble subsidiary, Iams Dog and Cat Food. I heard a commercial for Iams on the way over here today, and it's, of course, in the commercial, you don't hear about Iams' cruel and murderous experimentation on dogs and cats. You would not expect that from one who is supposed to provide nutrition for your family members. So Iams has, you know, as PETA has exposed, has been involved with cruel experimentation on dogs and cats, all supposedly sacrificed in the noble mission to create a nutritionally balanced food for your beloved dog or cat. Well, it seems like Iams' longtime claim of having, quote, complete and balanced diets that enhance the well-being of dogs and cats, well, that claim of complete and balanced suddenly seems as accurate as the Fox Network's claim to fair and balanced. So if you go to the PETA.org website, many Iams nutrition violations are exposed, such as 27 violations in Texas alone. One of the most worrisome Texas inspection report reveals Iams cat food had a 54.7% vitamin A deficiency compared to what was promised on the Iams label. Vitamin A deficiency in cats can lead to poor growth, weight loss, damage to cell membranes, decreased resistance to disease. You know, so everybody's saying, oh, what's wrong with my cat? What, you know, could be this this bogus food here. South Dakota inspection officials, Iams cat food had a 22.9% taurine deficiency compared to label guarantee. So all my friends who tell me, oh, be careful with your vegan food, the cat needs taurine. Well, there was taurine in the vegan cat kibble that I got. There was taurine in the vegan wet food that I got. Is there taurine in the Iams food, huh? Iams cat food had a 22. Maybe the vegan food had more taurine, because Iams cat food had a 22.9% taurine deficiency compared to label guarantee. Iams has a full page on its website warning of the dangers of taurine deficiency. And Like I said, I found it on the vegan food. Anyhow, taurine deficiency can lead to blindness by improper functioning of retinal cells. Taurine deficiency can lead to weakening of the heart muscle and heart failure and death. The most recent commercial feed report from Rhode Island inspectors found a 35.8% fat deficiency in adult cat food and a 29.4% deficiency in IAM's kitten food compared to product labels. Without an adequate supply of dietary fat, cats can suffer flaky skin, a greasy coat, and in more severe cases, retarded growth, weight loss, impaired wound healing, increased vulnerability to infection. Illinois inspectors found a 32% magnesium deficiency, a cardiovascular and neuromuscular threat. Calcium deposits, kidney stones, and in the blood and the heart, gastrointestinal disorders, irritability, irregular heart rhythm, tremors, lack of muscular coordination, weakness, cramps. You think you have a sick cat, or did you just have sick food from IAMS? And it wasn't just cat food. A Texas inspector found IAMS dog food with over a 12% protein deficiency, which could mean depression, depressed appetite, poor growth, weight loss, rough and dull coat, reduced milk production. So obviously, all of the cruel experiments conducted in research labs to produce high-quality, nourishing, complete foods for dogs and cats from IAMS, well, how effective were they? Yeah, cut up more cats. Whoops, but we forgot to add the taurine. Sorry. All those people who are concerned about feeding their animals vegan. Well, protein, taurine, magnesium, vitamin A, deficiencies in IAMS dog food. So, what can I tell you? What can I tell you? Well, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the radio show supported by your tax-deductible donations, and you are welcome to send one because we have to buy time each and every week on radio stations to have a pro-animal, pro-vegan, pro-environment message. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. Again, if you want to adopt Mako and Lucy, they're a pair. They've lived together all their lives. Their owner died, and they were off to the pound and just moments away from being executed. And these are the dogs I'm watching for the next couple of weeks, and maybe you can offer them a home. Anyway, you can call me at 818-623-6477. Email me govegan@acninc.net. govegan@acninc.net. Okay, we have a lot of controversy over some of the bills in the California legislature, 1520, foie gras. We're going to talk to Brad Miller. He'll be joining us soon from the Humane Farming Association. And we're going to talk to Virginia Hanley of the Fund for Animals. She has her eye on another bill that needs your attention. All of this coming up on the planet's first and only commercial vegan radio show, Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Thank you for listening, and thank you for not eating or wearing animals.
Going vegan just got easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart Chicken Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low fat, low sodium, cholesterol free, chicken free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5 ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try Chicken Free Chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
I just got my pair. In fact, I'm opening the box now. Let me see if I can get this open. You know, Earth Vegan Footwear has been promising me a pair of shoes for the longest time. They were supposed to have them for me at the vegan veggie queue, and they didn't have my size at the time, so they finally are. Oh, this looks pretty good. Here's my little catalog of Earth Vegan. Let's see what these shoes look like. I'm just opening them now. I just picked them up and ran on over here today, and yeah, nice little wrapping here. Nice bags they come in. Let's see what we got here. What do we got? We got the, these look pretty nice, huh, Leo? Snazzy. My Earth Vegan footwear, the kind of the sandal variety. And I had Earth shoes many years ago, so I'm really looking forward to wearing these. And they have just arrived. Earth Vegan footwear, certified vegan by the Vegan Society of the UK. And if I could just untie this knot. They're wrapped so nicely here, I'm never going to get to wear them, it looks like. They're so hot. So Earth Vegan, what, is Brad on the line? Okay, Earth Vegan footwear, I'd like you to check it out. I'm going to be wearing them over the course of the next week, and I'm going to let you know how they feel. Earth Vegan footwear featuring the Calso Negative Heel technology designed by Danish yoga master Anne Calso. So natural, you feel like you're walking barefoot in the sand. Your head is straight, your shoulders roll back, your spine and pelvis align, breathing and balance improve, your toes spread out and relax, and your back pain disappears. So check them out. You can go to the website, see how cool these shoes are. Go to earthvegan.us, the phone number 877-746-3364, 877-746-3364, or go to the website earthvegan.us, and I'll be talking about my personal comfort with the new Earth Vegan footwear in the weeks ahead. Now, Brad Miller, I know, is running off to catch a flight and just shuffled his schedule to be on the show with us, because we've been talking about the bill, SB 1520, on the show the last few weeks, the bill that we believe would ban foie gras. And I want to make sure that I get Brad on the show today. You heading for the airport, Brad?
Yes, I am, Bob. Thanks for having me, though.
Okay. I'm so glad we could shuffle the schedule a little bit, because, you know, everything I've been seeing about SB 1520, even from renowned animal rights organizations, everything has been supportive of the bill that we believe to ban foie gras. I've seen Farm Sanctuary say it supports it, and Viva USA, and also Karen Davis of the United Poultry Concerns came out in favor of the bill. And but there are some dissenting voices being raised right now. And Brad Miller, what's the problem with this bill? And are we animal rights activists? Well, I'm confused about SB 1520.
Well, some people are confused, and other people have been just outright misled. You know, Humane Farming Association and a variety of other groups used to support this legislation. So some of the groups listed and some of the celebrities, I know they say, oh, Paul McCartney supports this. Well, Paul McCartney did support that, but he can't be blamed for the amendments that were taken recently. What happened is that you originally had a bill that would have banned the force feeding of ducks and geese in California. There's one operation called Sonoma Foie Gras that does this, and we supported that measure. Unfortunately, Sonoma Foie Gras has now taken over the bill. They have been allowed to amend the bill, and if the bill passes now, if SB 1520 passes right now, California would be in the first state in the nation to explicitly legalize for the next 8 years the force feeding of ducks. It would also give Sonoma Foie Gras legal protection, absolute blanket immunity from any, not only criminal prosecution, but also civil prosecution. Those people that force feed the birds that are involved in this animal torture are so enthusiastic about SB 1520 that they have now hired a lobbyist. And it was really the lobbyist hired by Sonoma Foie Gras that was largely responsible for getting the bill to the governor's desk.
So here we are, all of us good people, compassionate people, are definitely opposed to the force feeding of ducks and geese, and they put a metal pipe down their throat, and and their livers grow, what, 10 times their normal size, and it's...
Yes, that's right.
And this is the...
And that's a practice that if you look at California's animal cruelty statute, it appears to be already illegal. And in fact, there was a lawsuit that was filed against Sonoma Foie Gras based on the premise that its practices violated existing California law. Now, we all acknowledge that there's very often a problem with enforcement. We sometimes see things that are illegal, and it's hard to get a district attorney to file charges. But that doesn't mean that that it's a problem with the law. It means that there's a problem with enforcement. The problem with SB 1520 is it ignores the fact that we have existing California law, and it ignores the fact that right now California citizens have a right to bring legal action against this facility. What the legislation now does, thanks to the last-minute amendments that were taken, is it takes away Californians' right to bring a lawsuit against the force feeders.
So what you're saying is we don't need SB 1520 because foie gras should be illegal based on animal cruelty laws. And I believe, well, foie gras is being banned in countries around the world, and I think in Israel they've taken that position of banning it based on animal cruelty.
Yes, there are a number of countries that are taking the position completely opposite to 1520. Rather than legalizing the practice, they're actually making it illegal. Now, originally, 1520 would have helped, because even though something's already illegal, it's okay if you want to add a law that something that would help in prosecution. So when the district attorney currently says, well, we don't believe it's covered under current law, you can wave something in their face that says, yes, but look, this specifically would outlaw force feeding. And that's why most of the animal groups did support it originally. Unfortunately, what happened, and it doesn't always happen with legislation. Very frequently, there's some compromises that need to be made, but this isn't compromise. This is a complete capitulation to those who torture animals for a living. And that's why we're asking people to contact Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and ask him to veto this legislation. I also, you know, it's a fairly, it can be confusing for people when they see conflicting information out there, but I would advise them to go to our website, which is www.hfa.org. That's hfa.org, and click on the Stop Force Feeding box, and we have a detailed discussion of what happened to this wretched piece of legislation.
Okay, that's HFA.org, standing for the Humane Farming Association. Well, what about the late endorsers? I mean, didn't I see an endorsement from Karen Davis within the last week or so? Are they not aware of, and it's the amendments that changed this bill around?
Yes, it's the amendments that were taken that would provide Sonoma Foie Gras absolute immunity from prosecution for 8 years, and as well as take away the rights of Californians to sue, and for the first time would make it legal to force feed birds in the state of California. Well-meaning people that have had poor judgment on this bill? Well, you know, that's something that could be discussed another time. I accept that all the various animal groups would really like to see something positive happen. Unfortunately, when somebody makes a mistake with legislation, as was made with this, sometimes various organizations circle the wagons and don't want to admit that a mistake was made. Mm-hmm. But I think when you have the pain and suffering of so many ducks involved, people have to be able to stand up and say, look, it was wrong to accept these amendments. There is a reason why Sonoma Foie Gras has hired a lobbyist to try and pass this bill, and their reasons for passing this bill are the very same reasons why animal activists should oppose the bill.
Wow, this is shocking. I think I made a mistake because I got all this information.
Don't feel so bad. Many people have, but in recent days there are many more people becoming aware of this. And in fact, in recent weeks, we contacted members of the assembly before the final assembly vote. And one L.A. assembly member told us that in the week before the vote, he had received 100 different letters and phone calls, and we asked how many of those were for and against, and he said all but three of them were from activists asking him to oppose the bill. So rank-and-file activists seem to understand that you can read the bill and you can see the exemptions. And why it is that there's some animal groups that haven't quite caught on, you know, that's something that we'll have to work on.
Right.
Hopefully, once this all blows over, hopefully the governor will veto this wretched piece of legislation, and we could all unite under a ballot measure that would actually outlaw this cruelty.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm kind of surprised by this, because I know that many of us were saying call the governor in support of SB 1520. But now that we take another look at it, I think the impression we had was, we were compromising over the time period leading up to it, right? 7 or 8 years,
yes,
and then
yes.
It would go into effect.
And the thing is that, see, it happened in stages. The corruption of the bill happened in stages. The first stage was when the author of the bill, John Burton, agreed to delay even the possibility of a ban. He said, well, we will delay this until July 2012. Now, at that point, we were very disappointed. However, we didn't actively oppose the bill at that point, because it still wouldn't necessarily, it didn't at that point provide legal protection for force feeders. And in fact, Sonoma Foie Gras still opposed the bill at that point. The point at which animal activists started opposing this bill was when a secret deal was cut with Sonoma Foie Gras in the days before the final assembly hearing, and they agreed to give them immunity from prosecution and an immunity from civil lawsuits and explicitly make illegal force feeding. And that's really was so far beyond the pale that animal activists just had to stand up against it.
Wow. Okay. Well, if you're an animal activist who called the governor to support SB 1520,
now's the time to change that vote.
Call back and change it, because now you're supporting a bill that the foie gras company supports, that the lobbyist supports.
Exactly.
Oh, this is so bizarre. Okay. All right. So what should people do? What tell?
Well, we have contact information at hfa.org. We have contact information for the governor. You can hit on a link and actually see a copy of the bill, so you can read it for yourself and make up your own mind about who's telling the truth about what this bill actually does and doesn't do.
Well, gee, thanks so much, Brad Miller of the Humane Farming Association, for letting us know. I mean, gosh.
Well, thank you, Bob, and I appreciate your program.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay, so there you have it on SB 1520. And let's see, is Virginia, Virginia is on the line also? Okay, Virginia Handley of the Fund for Animals.
Hi.
How are you, Virginia?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good, good, good.
Well, pretty warm, but fine.
Yeah, it's very nice and warm, and a little rain this week in Southern California. It felt good. Water is life, you know. So I know you don't want to get embroiled in the foie gras controversy necessarily here, that you feel that there may be some other legislation that needs our attention as the foie gras bill is in the spotlight.
Right. Yeah, there are other bills, and we'd like to see some attention paid to bills that are very important, too, that are sitting on the governor's desk.
Okay.
And a very important one is AB 1857 by Assemblyman Paul Koretz, and it will ban the declawing of the exotic cats. And we're all concerned about the animals and the circuses and the animal dealers and the cats you see in the movies and commercials. And this bill will ban their decline, and it's a lot more than just taking out one's cat's claws. It's really an amputation of their part of their toes, their last digits.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an attempt last year by Assemblyman Paul Koretz to include the domestic cats, but that was not going to happen, and so the exotic cats are in the bill, AB 1857, and that was a bill that got introduced, never got amended, and has been all through the process,
mm-hmm.
and is now on the governor's desk, and
that
will have an immediate effect to the benefit of these cats.
Is there a lot of that going on in California, declawing of exotic cats?
Well, for those who have the exotic cats. But there are people that don't declaw them. And those animals still find work. It's mainly people who want the exotic cats to use in movies primarily.
I see, okay. Is Governor Schwarzenegger expected to sign this bill?
Who knows? I wish I knew. Nobody knows what the governor's going to do. He's friends with Siegfried and Roy. Those cats are declawed. But it's been said if that cat had not been declawed, the injury would have been a lot less if it was a claw and not a bite. Because these cats will use, they'll do what any other, what we would do. You have no claws, you bite. And so those cats can actually become more dangerous if they're agitated enough.
Okay. All right, so tell us again what people need to do to support this bill and
what
it is again.
Well, for all the things, to get to the governor, and I know people, will they want to fax them or email them, whatever. It's best to write them. Governor Schwarzenegger, and probably if you can spell him, you could get his vote.
If you can spell his name correctly.
They probably throw out the ones that are misspelled.
Oh, you know, I'm not so sure I would pass that spelling bee myself right now.
I have to look at it. But it's State Capitol Building, Sacramento, 95814.
Okay, and that's Paul Koretz once again showing himself to be a friend to the animals.
He's our champion. And there's another bill of about the ferrets, SB 89. That's to try to help out the ferrets who are already here. It doesn't legalize any more coming in or any selling of them, but it's an amnesty for those who are here. And we do have probably a couple hundred thousand. And that's on the governor's desk, SB 89. SB 1153 is a bill we would love to see him veto, and that puts out depredation permits for wild turkeys. And the Fish and Game imported them by the thousands, dumped them all over the state, and now, of course, they're in everybody's backyards, and the wineries don't like them.
So now
they want to kill them.
What kind of
depredation permit?
What's the permit again? It's a what?
Called depredation permit.
Depredation?
Yeah. And that's when they kill any sort of predator, you know, the bears. Mm-hmm. Mountain lions,
and the turkeys are the predators suddenly.
Yes, now they're Well, they're considered they're predating on wineries' grapes.
I see.
And people's
okay.
cars.
All right, well, tell the turkeys that they're the predators around Thanksgiving, and let's see if that's okay.
Right. Another interesting bill that's up, SB 1548. That's a bill about veterinarians, and it reauthorizes the Veterinary Medical Board to regulate veterinarians, which we have to have vets, and they have to be regulated. But it requires that veterinarians to report any suspected abuse that they see.
Oh.
And they're supposed to report it if they think a dog has been involved in the illegal dog fighting. But this is for any other abuse that they see. And what's very good about this bill, too, it's not just the veterinarian who gets clients coming into his office. We have veterinarians all over the place and veterinary technicians, vet assistants. And they're in the laboratories, they're in the factory farms, they're in the dairy farms. And so wherever a vet or a vet tech is, that when they see an instance that they think an animal is being abused, that they need to report it.
Sounds like the Animal Rights Patriot Act. I like it. We got spies
there,
huh? We have our own intelligence, finally.
And they can't be sued for doing it either.
It's the veterinarians, the super spies for the animal rights movement. Okay, that would be great.
Another big issue that's coming up is in front of the Fish and Game Commission. We have trapping regulations. Anybody who's trapping for profit is supposed to get a license, pass a test, make reports, have... a lot of minimum requirements.
If they can spell.
Pardon me?
If they can spell. The trappers, if they can fill out a report. Huh?
Well, in fact, that was a major reason for opposition by the trappers. They don't want to fill out no leap forms. They're
busy
out in the woods to read and write.
They're busy trying to learn how to spell Schwarzenegger. They can't, right. They can't fill out these forms. Okay. So, oh, well, how can people contact you and find out information on legislative issues that are coming up, Virginia?
The most direct way, my phone number, 415-474-4020.
Okay.
And my email is vhandley@fund.org.
Some things never change.
Well,
same contact information. What? Oh, are we starting a rumor now? This has been
no,
your.
No, I only hear rumors. I don't start a.
Well, you're not going to switch to the other side, huh? Like the foie gras bill did.
God. Well, I think now if that bill gets signed, I think what we've got to do is pay close attention. See if this guy doesn't come back to the legislature. And if he does, we've got to kill him. If he comes, kill the bill. Slaughter the bill. Euthanize the bill.
Virginia, I thought I was hearing another side of you that the ALF would not approve.
So. Right. Well, when it comes to killing
bills.
Bad bills, then we all become a little tougher.
Yeah.
But he may come back and try to amend the bill. Or do something else. So we've got to really keep a careful watch.
Yeah, here we had a bill to ban foie gras, and now it's supported by the foie gras company. It's very bizarre. So,
right, okay. Well, you always have to watch what's going on and to really keep on your toes because I would think most likely he'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does he really want to go out of business? Probably not.
Yeah.
So he may try to come up with something else, another way of doing the practice that he would consider humane or less inhumane.
Mm.
And then he might try to get the legislature to okay that.
Or did he just plan on working, you know, doing it 7 more years until the bill, comes into effect?
I wish we knew what he was thinking.
Yeah. Well, I wish I knew what I was thinking sometime, because last week I said support this bill. This week I say maybe not. So.
Well, the Fund for Animals is down in support, with carefully watching it.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, thank you once again, Virginia Handley, for being with us and letting us know what's going on in the hallowed halls of politics with animal issues. And once again, we have to realize anything we see, it's the opposite. I'm learning that in politics now.
Yeah.
So okay. Thanks, Virginia, for
all
being
right,
with us.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right. We'll
Bye-bye.
Talk to you again. Uh-huh. Okay. And I would like you to know that going vegetarian is easier than ever. It's the best choice you can make for yourself, the animals, and the planet. You'll be in the good company of Paul McCartney and Pamela Anderson. And, gee, Pamela Anderson is now on billboards supporting the boycott of Kentucky Fried Chicken. You'd also be in the good company of Woody Harrelson and Chrissy Hynde and James Cromwell and Prince and Moby and many more. And athletes like 9-time Olympic gold medal winner Carl Lewis and Martina Navratilova and Bill Pearl, the 4-time Mr. Universe and bodybuilder, then basketball greats Robert Parrish and Bill Walton, Al Erter, the 4-time Olympic gold medal discus thrower, you gotta be strong, and he's vegan, Edwin Moses, Olympic gold medal hurdler, WBC middleweight boxing champ Keith Holmes, also vegan, and of course the amazing Jack LaLanne. So do something amazing with your life, go vegetarian, it's delicious, go to PETA.org for your free vegetarian starter kit.
MEATSTINKS. MEATSTINKS.
That it does. Okay, so we'll have none of that around here. Let me see. I guess I should probably do a calendar. Should I do it? Yeah, okay, a calendar. It's all, we're making it up as we go along here today because Brad Miller was catching a flight and readjusted his schedule so that we could talk about 1520 and whether we really do support it anymore or are we opposing it now. Oh, I thank my friends from Animal Defenders in Australia. They just sent me their publication, Vegan Voice, and it has a rather lengthy interview in it with moi. Yes, I am in here, and I'm already getting emails from people in Australia saying, my mum decided finally it was time after reading your interview that she was going to go vegan. She was lazy. She was still drinking cow milk and eating cheese, but after reading the interview, she's vegan. So we're making our mark in Australia and hopefully making our mark with you, you know? So anyway, don't depend on everybody else to go vegan. You got to do it too. Your presence is necessary. Your presence is required. Everyone, yes, everyone, and that means you, must be at the San Diego City Council this coming Tuesday at 10 a.m. Will your city government engage in terrorism as the city manager wants to destroy our beloved La Jolla seal colony? It is truly unbelievable and an outrage that it would even be a question. Still, that it would even have to come to a vote to dredge the area that is home to the harbor seals, which is a miracle of nature, that that they would grace us with the beauty of their presence. So who are the seal clubbers on the San Diego City Council? Whoever on the city council would vote to destroy our wonderful harbor seal habitat will qualify for a trip to Canada to club the baby seals themselves, as they will surely doom the baby seals on the beach in La Jolla. Well, they were here first. They are sea creatures. They can't just pack up the SUV and drive off into urban sprawl. They're not going to move to La Mesa. You know, so whoever votes against the seals will destroy a San Diego treasure, an act worthy of impeachment, recall, and certainly worthy of everyone working against that person's reelection, contrary to the belief of some in the San Diego GovEnron Mint. Not every seal within city limits is required to punch a clock and do tricks in the SeaWorld chlorinated bathtub. The La Jolla seals are the last little bit of wild nature that we have to appreciate. You must attend the city council meeting this coming Tuesday, September 14th, 10 a.m. No excuses, please. No excuses to not be there. Take off from work. Take off from school. This is real life. If you need a note for your boss, I'll be glad to write one for you. In fact, you know, take your boss to the city council meeting. And any boss who lets employees attend, let me know, and I'll thank your business on the air. You know, save our seal. Save the beloved La Jolla Harbor Seal Colony. It's the seal's home. It's where the babies are born. It's a rare blessing indeed. And your thoughtless, heartless city manager, I looked on the website, P. Lamont Ewell, wants it bulldozed. How did he get his job anyway? Well, his phone number is 619-236-6363. 619-236-6363. Email manager. Maybe it should be Miss Manager. Well, okay. manager@sandiego.gov. You can also fax the Miss Manager, who must think, I am God, the seals must die. The fax is 619-236-6067, 619-236-6067. The seals were here first. Please contact Mayor Murphy and your city council members. Contact them tomorrow. Call or email tomorrow. Say you want to save our seals for our children to enjoy. Tell them that you oppose dredging the seal beach. Tell them that you oppose the city manager's misguided recommendation. Tell them that you want the city council to make the beach a permanent reserve for the seals. Then please, please, please be at the city council meeting this Tuesday, September 14th, 10 a.m., City Administration Building, 202 C Street, 12th floor. Please be there. Speak up for our beloved seals who can't speak for themselves. This is their last chance. And next week, I will announce how your so-called representatives voted. Do they really represent you? Well, we'll find out Tuesday. For more information, you can call the San Diego Baykeeper, 619-758-7744, 619-758-7744. Orange County People for Animals annual write-in party is next Sunday, that's September 19th, 2 p.m. in Costa Mesa at the Wyndham Garden Hotel. Vegan lunch, silent auction, speaker, entertainment, and you receive a CD with pre-written animal advocacy letters to sign and mail. For information, go to information at ocpausa.org. Information at ocpausa.org. Peaceable Kingdom, the San Diego public screening is Saturday, September 18th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., County Health Services Complex, 3851 Rosecrans, Coronado Room across from the Old Town Trolley Station. It is free. And let's see, where did I put my notes? Walk for the Animals. Walk for the Animals, October 2nd, Venice Beach, a benefit for Farm Sanctuary. You can go to walkforfarmanimals.org, or you can call 949-370-8484, walkforfarmanimals.org. Venice Beach, in recognition of World Farm Animal Day. And also that day, the first ever vegan business fair is happening in San Diego. It's at Balboa Park between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Balboa Park, Saturday, October 2nd. Food vendors, vegan products, vegan professionals, be there. I will be emceeing the fashion show there. You can go to veganbusinessfair.com, veganbusinessfair.com, or you can email David at vegsandiego.com, David at vegsandiego.com. Shall we do some music, do another break? Okay. All right. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I urge you to support the advertisers on this show. Vegan and cruelty-free products only are advertised on this program. And you can support us with a tax-deductible donation made payable to Go Vegan and mailed to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. I'm always talking about how delicious Veggianese is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veggianese. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veggianese? Or a tofu burger with Veggianese? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veggianese in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veggianese in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veggianese, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. Well, there was an article that ran in the San Francisco Chronicle. It was headlined, Taster's Choice, Local Producer Creams Rice Milk Competitors. New drink rice from Lundberg Family Farms comes in first, light years ahead of others, in a blind taste test by five renowned Bay Area executive chefs and restaurant owners and food critics and authors. Enriched organic drink rice from Lundberg Family Farms. First place, praise for being not overly sweet and for having a slight creaminess. It is delicious. You want to get off the dairy? You want to get off the cow milk? You can do it with drink rice from Lundberg Family Farms. I tell you, it is delicious. Put it on your cereal. Use it everywhere you would use cow milk. And, well, I wouldn't use cow milk anywhere. I don't happen to like that insulin growth factor. I know it makes little baby cows grow very big and have four stomachs and four hooves. And I know it also grows tumors in humans. Prostate cancer and breast cancer. So let's get off the dairy and let's get with drink rice from Lundberg Family Farms. It's the name you know for rice since 1937, the name for organic and specialty rice and rice cakes and rice pasta and rice flour and rice syrup and rice blends and just all sorts of good stuff from Lundberg Family Farms.
Mad cow, bird flu, which one is killing you?
Well, let's see. Had a very interesting time over Labor Day weekend at the cancer alternative conference that we just had here, cancer prevention. And Dr. Earl Mandel was speaking there. In fact, he was supposed to be on today's show, but somehow a speaking engagement in Pittsburgh came up right at this very moment. So we'll have to have Dr. Earl Mandel on in the near future. He's called Himalayan goji juice. He wrote the vitamin Bible, so 50 other books. He says it's one of the most powerful anti-aging foods ever discovered. This is Himalayan goji juice. You can get it by going to the website govegan.freelife.com. And Dr. Earl Mandel was speaking at the cancer conference about the antioxidants in goji juice. Goji juice has been known for use in cancer treatment. You might want to check on goji juice by going to the website govegan.freelife.com. It inhibits tumor growth. It's a preventative. It's a treatment. I have a list of 34 reasons to take goji. It maintains healthy blood pressure. It reduces your risk of cancer. It reduces cholesterol. It promotes normal blood sugar in early adult onset diabetes. It helps you lose weight. It relieves headaches and dizziness. It relieves insomnia and improves quality of sleep. It supports eye health. It strengthens your heart, Bill Clinton. It strengthens your heart, Mr. Clinton. So maybe Bill should go to the website, govegan.freelife.com. So you can go to the website and order your goji juice right there. You have a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if for any reason you're not satisfied, you get all your money back. But I think after drinking it for 90 days, you're gonna feel like the people of Asia do. Goji means happy. It fights depression. They have a two-week festival every year. And again, the goji berry grows high in the Himalayas. It's the fruit growing closest to the sun with that Schomburg effect that makes it quite potent and is called one of the most nutritionally dense foods in the world. Again, govegan.freelife.com. Oh my gosh, am I running out of time again? I wanted to get to Animal News and Views. And, we got caught up with our guests here today. And, maybe I can get something in here, like from the Prepared Foods newsletter, September 6, 2004, mad cow disease, or BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, is most likely still present in the U.S. and is most likely still present in the U.S. and Canada, according to the European Food Safety Authority, EFSA. In presenting geographical risk assessments of this 100% fatal, cureless disease, EFSA on August 20th upgraded the U.S. and Canada from level 2, BSE presence unlikely but not excluded, to level 3, BSE likely but not confirmed, or confirmed at a lower level. Also newly banned in this category, or newly branded in this category, Mexico and South Africa, Norway and Sweden were ranked at level 2, and Australia was ranked at level 1, BSE highly unlikely. One bite of a hamburger can be fatal. Don't give it to your kids. One bite of a steak. One bite of a burger. Go vegan. Oh, I still have a moment here. Okay. Well, let's see. Did I have another BSE story here? Oh, yeah, from CBC Business News. The headline, mad cow hits Tyson Foods earning forecast. Shares of the world's largest meat producer fell 7% a couple of weeks back as the company lowered its earning forecast because of weak meat demand due to mad cow. So, again, I urge you to be aware, think for yourself, and don't eat animals, because one bite of a burger One bite of a steak can be fatal. Okay, I want to thank you for listening. Please send money payable to Go Vegan and address it to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, 91322. Call me, 818-623-6477. Go Vegan at acninc.net.